for governance of police and fire and federated. I will go ahead and get started by taking a roll call for police and fire. Dick.
Yes.
David.
Here.
And I, Frank Ovato, am here.
And I'll call the meeting to order for the Federated Board. Also take views with us. Trustee Abbott.
Here.
Debasi. I'm here, Markland, Chair. See if we have any just cause. Circumstance. Anybody online? Walter.
I think we just got to do the consent calendar for the last meeting's minutes. So I'll entertain a motion. And a motion from Dick.
Second.
From David. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Yeah.
I'll do the same. Motion to approve the consent calendar.
I so move. I second.
Trustee Abbott moves.
I second.
Trustee seconds. Favor?
Aye.
And then we'll move on to two, old business, discussion and action to recommend to the board the approval of ORS policy regarding procurement and contracting of goods and services that incorporate city finance department's feedback.
Are you okay if I give a quick update? So before I got here, or maybe as I was getting here, the board gave direction to ORS to take a policy that had been drafted and approved by each of the boards and bring it to city department, specifically finance, to work with them to review and to incorporate any feedback that we collaborated with the finance department. We had some simple back and forth with the finance department. They went through a staffing change at the top. They had an interim director of finance. And so it just took us a little while to get that meeting in place and set that up. But once we did that, we were able to move very quickly. I'll draw your attention to paragraph 7 of the policy, which is where the majority of the changes were made, substantive changes were made. And this is really just bringing the policy in alignment with the municipal code and using terminology that makes it consistent with other city policies, and then just put some protections in place. So we added a 1 and a 2 into that paragraph just to make sure that the paragraphs 10 and 11 were really the driving force of the areas that this policy governs. So this policy has been reviewed by myself and Barbara. I believe Walter has also reviewed it, and I will speak for myself, but I'm recommending approval. I'll let Walter speak as well.
Yes, thank you, John. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Yeah, the only thing I'd add was, there's nothing substantive changed, just clarification, as John pointed out in 7, a couple other minor things in the memo that was popped up on the screen. Just the review frequency. We originally had put 2 years simply because it was a newer policy, replacing the old vendor selection policy. But I think it's appropriate to have it every 5 years, align it with every other policy that we've changed the frequency review from 3 years to 5 years. So those are the only comments. It was a bit of a start and stop for a number of reasons on this, but it's nice to hopefully put closure on this. Those are my only comments.
So your request for action here is to send this to the full boards. We ask that you make recommendation to the full boards to review and approve.
So I'm just, this is only one item, right? I know we have 3 different here, but it looks like it's all part of the same. There's a memo.
Correct. Cortex put a memo describing all the changes that Volta just went through, and then we're showing you a clean version and a red line.
Got
version.
You. Okay.
You see,
so
the
this
changes.
Is the procurement and contracting of goods.
Yeah. And unfortunately, the red lining picked up a bunch of formatting, but there was no change to other than the ones that we highlighted on the cover memo there.
It's just one for the... Okay. So I'll just entertain the motion for the...
So move.
Okay, for the procurement and contracting go to the full board.
I'll second that.
And the second, I got a motion from Dick, second from David. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes.
I'll do the same for Federated. Do you have a motion to forward this on to the board?
I'll make a motion. I'll second.
Trustee Abbasi moves it and the Abbott seconds. Have a vote. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions? Okay. Thank you. Thank you for the work on this.
I'll just thank the partnership with the finance department. Drew Corbett, who's the interim director of finance. I think his last days, first week of January, it was a pleasure working with him. And I look forward to meeting and working with the new director of finance.
Good. Who I actually work.
Excellent.
Okay, moving on to item three, new business. Discussion and action to adopt the 2025 work plan for reviewing board charters and policies.
So before I hand this over to Valter, I asked Valter and Barbara to review the current sets of policies that we have in place, make sure that to attempt to put together a draft 2025 work plan. Such that we can have a number of policies that we know we're going to be reviewing this year in a relative timeline. Now that, I believe the boards did a ton of policy work before I got here. And now the task is to keep them current, right? And so part of that is the review policy. So these are policies that are up for review, as well as anything that the boards recommend to the governance, we can add whatever the board recommends to the governance committee to review. So these were just ones that by schedule we think need to be reviewed. So Valter, I'll hand it over to you.
Thank you, John. Yeah, I'll take just a few minutes just to make sure everyone's comfortable with the content and format of the summary. So if you could pull up the cover memo there, when I inherited the file from Tom, when Tom Iannucci left the firm a few years ago, he had indicated that, he had worked with the two boards for many years. And he felt that the collectively between Tom and the boards, he conveyed to me that he thought the policies and charters were in good shape and that they'd been reviewed sufficiently over the years that it was prudent to reduce the frequency of the review from every 3 years to 5 years, unless there was some reason to review something more frequently. And, it's now time in the next year and a half to review these things. As John said, there's a couple of items that we might want to look at in particular and perhaps discuss. But the one thing to note is that, this organization and the two funds, ORS and the two pension funds, are unique compared to other funds, for example. And there are 30 charters, policies, procedures that Cortex has been involved in. Then there's also the city related policies. So it's a little bit more involved than just the ones that we have here. So it's not a full set of all the things that ORS and the boards need to be mindful of. But I will point out a couple of things. I think there was an issue with the other fund, or one of the funds, Police and Fire, believe, on electing board officers. So there was maybe some lack of clarity on a situation that might not have been anticipated in the policy. So we indicated that for that reason, perhaps the policy on the election of board officers might be something that we look at. The CEO performance evaluation policy, that's something, again, that Tom had handed off to me. It wasn't sort of buttoned down completely, but Barbara and I have worked over the years to implement the CEO and CIO evaluation policy and procedures. And we have found, she and I have found, that there's a few things that we would like to tighten up, having gone through that process for a few years. We can discuss those if you'd like. And then the other ones that came to mind were perhaps strategic planning policy and a monitoring policy, and board education, given some of the feedback that both boards have provided to Cortex, and I have fed back to the two boards on those matters. So if we jump to the second page, it's really hopefully that summary is fairly clear. In terms of the time, the proposed timeline, items 15 through 18, they're highlighted there or shown in red. Those are the ones that are due or overdue. And again, it's the performance of the CEO and CIO, the evaluation of those that should be looked at. Again, reflecting some improvements that Barbara and I have feel are warranted there. And I highlighted number 19, strategic planning policy. Again, something that perhaps the governance committee might want to look at. Board education, just simply because we haven't had education in a while because of COVID, could be something that we could look at before any formal education might be planned, say for the fall. I don't know if that's John's plan, but we had talked about something like that. And then monitoring, number 22, monitoring and reporting policy. I raised that as a possibility for an earlier review, simply because of some audit findings and again, feedback that's noted in some of the appendices, I believe, on the surveys from the board members. So why don't I just stop there and see if there's any comments on the grid, if there are any requirements to explain what's going on here. But that's the plan or draft of it.
Yeah, this is Debbie. I do have a comment. And one is that I saw that there were comments in the surveys around enterprise risk management policy. And we don't see that are on this. And I'm wondering if some of these other policies aren't due for review yet, if it wouldn't be better for us to start developing the enterprise risk management policies, which had to do with understanding what ORS is doing and making sure that we have metrics for what we're supposed to be measuring and in terms of assessing how well they're doing.
Yeah. I'll leave it for any other comment. I'm happy to make a comment on that one. I think that's a really valid point. Anybody else have a comment on that?
So I have a question on the monitoring.
No. Well, sort of, it probably is, but it's just under this thing, enterprise, in the comments on the survey.
On the monitoring and reporting policy, I'm actually on the last page. It says, PNF receives a dashboard report, but Federated doesn't. I'm wondering if there's something that the Federated is missing and PNF gets it. What's the background that?
Sorry, I'm hearing it sort of not getting every word there on the last comments. Are you directing that to other trustees or to Cortex?
John?
Yeah, I'm just, where do you see that comment where it's different dashboards, or is that under H?
On four. If you see H, yes.
Monitoring Walter, can you comment to that?
Sorry, I'm not sure where you're referring to.
Sure, let me. So on your grid number
22.
Thank you. 22 has
monitoring reporting. Yes,
has a reference H. In the column for H, and down in H it says that police and fire receive dashboard reports, but Federated does not. Is that in a specific area?
It's a good, you know what, I lifted that from a summary that we had prepared a few years ago that compared the two policies. And so I'd have to look at it, make sure it's accurate. I mean, I assume it's accurate that because these haven't been reviewed since that.
What I'll do is just, I'll take it as an action item and I'll send out to the full board here what the differences are between the, for the different dashboards. And then we can use that as a springboard into the for any updates.
And it does look like monitoring reporting policy is related to the comments under enterprise risk management.
Yeah. And enterprise risk management, I sort of look at everything through a risk lens. And so all the policies, every policy, and we have, you know, north of 20 policies, ignoring the charters, say, and every policy should be mindful of the enterprise risks that are relevant for it, whether they're strategic or operational, et cetera. So the absence of an enterprise risk management policy per se is, you know, something that should be considered in developing sooner rather than later, and that could drive, you know, certain changes in other policies as well. So that was, and again, I had noted it as an item in on page, let's see, what is it, on the third page at the bottom, saying that A, the policy doesn't exist, and I threw it down there just building off the feedback from the two surveys done every other year for each of the boards, noting that both funds had noted, you know, operational risks or concerns were, you know, sort of top of mind.
And Valter, the reason I sort of keyed in on this was the comment that the city council staff's desire to have greater control of ORS operations and these issues need to be addressed with the new CEO and possibly the board going forward.
Yes. So
that issue of control and who owns what is
right.
I mean, who does what is something I think that we need to have a discussion of and make sure that we're clear and maybe start the process of resolving some of those intersections.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And on that point, I had a question on, say, the MOU. When I read it, maybe legal can comment on it, but I don't have it in front of me exactly, but there was a comment to, and I wasn't sure if the comment related specifically to procurement, but it indicated that policies needed to go back to the city for review and comment. And so my question for the committee is the interpretation of the MOU. Does that mean that all policies, again, policies are those documents that are approved by the boards, not just procurement, but it could be, you know, any policy. Is the general understanding under the MOU that all policies have to go to the city?
Or just my discussions with Maytech on the topic suggest that all policies would have to be reviewed by with the city. That doesn't necessarily mean that they have author input into these policies, but any changes or any new proposed policies, the MOU is directing ORS to review it with the city.
Well, and thank you. That makes sense if we have issues about where the boundaries mm-hmm. lie and who's supposed to do what. Makes sense that we all are in a sort of have a common understanding.
For sure.
We don't necessarily have to 100% agree.
That's right.
But we need the knowledge of.
And when there is a difference of opinion, having the perspective will be valuable.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. I think it makes sense.
It would be helpful for the staff as well.
Mm-hmm. I didn't have any more comments. Happy to take questions. And again, I'm happy to help John draft a clarification on the item on the difference between the two policies as it related to that item H.
Sure. The only thing also I'll point out, I think, is, and I'll ask Barbara for confirmation. Sorry, Barbara. In the governance RFP that we're getting ready to release, there is a section on enterprise risk management policy development. Is that right? I believe we added that.
Yes, that is correct. And actually, the RFP went live today.
Okay, great. So, you know, it was recognized as an area that we don't have a policy that exists. It's a very common type of policy to have at a pension fund. And so, you know, making that as an explicit requirement of the RFP. So.
And I would just say, having looked at this, we clearly need to do the overhaul, the overdue policies, which has to do with the way we evaluate our senior management here.
Agreed. I mean, not that you have to do it, but that it's on schedule to be done. So.
Yeah.
What is the action we need to take on this?
So we're requesting the adoption of the work plan.
So, send it to the board again. This is just for us.
I think this would be for us.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just a question. Does this work on within the scope of the contract that we have with Cortex, or this is an addition?
It is a good question. It is within the scope of the contract, but we have to be very mindful of the budget. So many of our consultants are hourly services, and so we still need to operate within the not only the budget of the contract, but also the budget of the organization for overall. So we're going to be very slow until we get our new RFP in place, as well as we adopt our 2026 fiscal 2026 budget.
Any other questions? And I'll entertain a motion to adopt this chart. I got a motion from Dick.
Second.
Second from David. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Any other questions from the Federated Group here on the whole topic? Thank you for the ones you raised. Do I have a motion to approve this work plan?
I have a question.
Okay.
So I'm looking at the third column, which is saying, do you buy? So it means that these policies will come for review back to the committee on those dates, is my interpretation.
No, so Dubai is based on the policy's last review and the review cycle identified within each policy. That's when it should be reviewed and approved by the board.
And in terms of what, the procedure, do you think that this is going directly to the board, or is it going to come to the governance committee first?
I think it should come to the governance committee. So if I was recommending a good process, I would think that staff and governance consultant would take these policies that are scheduled for action this year. We would perform a review and then make recommendations to the governance committee. And then the governance committee give us our feedback. And then we bring that to the full board.
Yes.
If there are any changes along that way, one additional step would be that we review it with an appropriate area within the city.
Thank you.
Okay. Do I have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
Trustee Abbasi moved the work plan. The Abbott seconded. All in favor? Say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? We have a work plan. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Walter, for putting this together.
Yes.
Yes, thank you. Okay, do we have any proposed agenda items? Hearing none, we will, police and fire will adjourn. Thank you, guys.
Do we have any proposed agenda items? Hearing none, then Federated will adjourn.
Thank you.
John, you have anything that we need?
Nope. This is the only thing I would also encourage is that members of the respective boards, if the boards bring up any concerns around policy or procedure, that they should recommend it back to this committee, and that's where we can then decide to add it to the work plan.